Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Wait the town and tell the people about the musical news coming your way.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae, here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another selection box of fine Jamaican music featuring all your favourite rhythmical fillings and surrounded by the usual detail and trivia. And first up today, I need to share some sad news that legendary singer and guitarist Alva Reggie Lewis passed away on the 4th of February. And although better known for his guitar playing in both the Hippie Boys and the Upsetters, he began his recording career as a lead vocalist in the Rocksteady days, just like on this one, called I'm Indebted. Steady music, as that was Alva Reggie Lewis with I'm Indebted, which was produced by Derek Morgan and released on his Hop label in Jamaica, and also appeared as a B-side on an Island single in the UK in 1967. But as far as I know, that one is yet to see a reissue. Yes, I can't think why, as that was really nice indeed. And so I'll be telling you more about Reggie's musical career and his influence on Jamaican music in the late 1960s a little later on in the show.
As it aim, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, Tim, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
However, by coincidence, the next tune I got lined up for you also features Alva Reggie Lewis, this time playing his guitar. As you're soon going to be hearing Errol Dunkley's classic Black Cinderella, which was recorded at the Dynamic Studio in 1972 and was the very first production by Jimmy Radway. But the reason I've picked it out for you today is because 41 years after this tune was first recorded, it has proved the inspiration behind two new releases, with the first one being by Protégé, and which has just been released on his brand new album titled The 8-Year Affair, and also by the sweet reggae singer Courtney John, who is temporarily leaving the easy listening ballads behind, as he has teamed up with legendary producer Stephen Lenky Marsden and Beres Hammond's daughter, who goes under the name of The Wizard, and the three of them have formed a futuristic experimental electronica group, maybe the first one ever in Jamaica. But before we hear both of their 21st century reinterpretations, here is Errol Dunkley's original.
You have it used to facilitate. Cinderella put the spell on you. Princess with the glass slipper, come for trick on me. Tell you, no say. Turn to porridge from the pumpkin. Country bunking in at the cabbage with the skunk in. And like a dream when it's sunk in. What a something. In reality she looking for a fun thing. But in reality I'm looking to become king. Though my duality it have me chasing hunting. But the physical pleasure then. And though the real treasure them, only spiritually measure them.
I'm glad.
And she round and she firm. Ripe Julie mango but thoughts full of worm. Data confirmed that her thoughts full of germs. How she find me? Say goodbye lady. She want it, she get it, then she leave if it's spoiled. See a medication she teach to your child. Careful you wind up beside her. You're bright or you might pay. So what I say, hey, hey.
I'm fly.
I've got to find my
there you go. That was something a little bit different. As first up, you heard Errol Dunkley with the original Black Cinderella, which was produced by Jimmy Radway and was his debut release on his Fimi Time label back in 1972, and which can now be found on the great compilation of his productions called Keep the Pressure Down. And then following that was Protégé with his brand new version of it, which has just been released on his second album called The 8-Year Affair, and which is produced by Don Corleone and is available now for download from all the usual places. And then finally, you heard the Courtney John Project, aka Courtney John, Stephen Lenky Marsden and The Wizard, with what sounded to me like their dubstep-inspired version of Black Cinderella. And you can pick that one up now as a single, and which they say will also be followed up later this year with a full-length album.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And I've got some more new 2013 music for you a little later on in the show. But next up, the latest reissue from the Pressure Sounds label has dropped into my inbox. And this time they're releasing a full-length instrumental album, which takes most of its rhythms from Errol Dunkley's Sit Down and Cry LP, which was recorded at the Chalk Farm Studios in London in 1975 and was engineered and produced by Sid Buckner, who was a veteran of the Jamaican studios of the 1960s, like Studio One, Treasure Isle, Federal and Dynamic. And bringing this wealth of knowledge to the proceedings, he then stripped away Errol's vocals and brought on board a horn section featuring the likes of Rico Rodriguez, Eddie Tantan Thornton and Lester Sterling. And the resultant album, called Rebel Rock, was then released on Count Shelley's Third World label. But just before we hear a track from it, here's Errol Dunkley making his second appearance in today's show with the original vocal of the Deep Roots number Repatriation, which will be followed up by the Third World All-Stars Repatriation Remedy.
Repatriation now is a must. Repatriation now, ayo. It's full time now for Iman to go to Iman's land. It's full time now for Iman to move out of Babylon's land. They took us away so long in captivity, and all they teach us is war and brutality. Repatriation to our poor parents' land.
utilizing the horn riff from Bunny and Skitter's early 60s release La Mumba. That was the Third World All-Stars with Repatriation Remedy, their instrumental take on Errol Dunkley's Repatriation, which you also heard there. And that horn version initially appeared on the 1975 album Rebel Rock on the Third World label here in the UK, and has now been reissued by Pressure Sounds. Although, I have to point out that the rest of the album isn't quite as rootsy as that track, but if you do want to hear more, then you can pick it up now direct from their website at www.pressure.co.uk.
Do it! Do it!
Now, back when I made the House of Reggae's History special in 2011, where, amongst other things, I explored the seven national heroes of Jamaican history, I tried to find at least one tune per hero. But the oldest and most mythical of these great people, Nanny of the Maroons, eluded me, as although she's been name-checked in a number of reggae tunes over the years about the seven heroes, I couldn't find one which was just specifically about her. But you can rest assured that I never put down my magnifying glass, and so I've kept on searching through the archives, and recently I came across an early digital tune called Nanny and Kojo, with a Kojo in the title referring to one of Nanny's brothers. And the story goes that they were transported to Jamaica as slaves in the early 1700s from the west coast of Africa. But on arrival, they managed to escape from the plantations and headed up into the hills of Jamaica, where Kojo and another brother, Akumpong, headed west to St. Elizabeth Parish, and Nanny went east, ending up in the Blue Mountains in Portland Parish, and where they both joined established camps of escaped slaves. But not intent on keeping their heads down, they were both able to organise their respective groups into armies of freedom fighters, where they would head back down to the plantations to set fire to the crops and free other slaves, kicking off what would become known as the Maroon War. And this all happened a full 100 years before the abolition of slavery in Jamaica. And so Nanny and Kojo's legends as fearsome warriors has endured down the centuries. And putting that to music now, here is a DJ Super Lion with Nanny and Kojo.
This one is an all-conscious youth and youth. Hear this now.
Yo, we turn the pages of history, see it? And we see your hand and have a fight out to gain our victory. This is no dispute. This is a tribute. Our musical salute. So, sir, ha.
You don't remember Nanny. You don't remember Kojo. They're my hero. You don't remember Nanny. You don't remember Kojo. Big boy, yeah. You don't remember Nanny.
Fight the free Negro. Fight slave masters, make them let them we go. Wouldn't stop fight and chop up bourgeois.
Sanya Koto victory. Don't give me that. You know member Nani. You know member Kojo. Them a hero. You know member Nani. You know member Kojo. Big boy. You know member Nani. You know member Kojo. We all them bad and them no fight and lose. Band them foot and they no have a no shoes. Don't have no radio if you listen to news. Fight slave masters, let the shackles remove. Oh, you know member Nani. You know member Kojo. She bad on like a rum boat. Slave master come, she just cut them throat. Oh, you know member Nani. You know member Kojo. You know member Nani. You know member Kojo. Big boy. You know member Nani. You know member Kojo.
Remembering the great Nani and Kojo with the Maroons. That was Super Lion with his 7-inch single called Nani and Kojo, which came out on the Humble Lion label. And if you look hard enough, you can still find a copy of it at various second-hand vinyl retailers.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
But now it's time to pay our little tribute here to Mr. Alva Reggie Lewis, who passed away in Jamaica on the 4th of February, aged 63 years old. And Reggie started his recording career as an 18-year-old vocalist back in 1967, recording a handful of tunes like I'm Indebted, which you heard earlier, as well as a Return Home for the Caltone label and Revelation for Bunny Lee, where he displayed a delicate voice that was perfectly suited to the laid-back rhythms. But during his time, he'd also been sent a Fender guitar by an older brother who had emigrated to America, and Reggie took lessons from local musicians in his Greenwich Farm neighbourhood to become acquainted with his new instrument, which was to prove rather fortuitous, because on an October night in 1968, when Bunny Lee had arranged a recording session at Duke Reed's Treasure Isle studio, the story goes that the house band, the Supersonics, refused to record for him that night, as he still owed them money from the last time they'd worked together. So Bunny, being the ever-resourceful man that he is, formed a new group of untried and untested musicians, who consisted of a young Carlton Barrett on drums, alongside his brother Aston on bass, and then the vocalist Glenn Adams was brought in to play the keyboard, with a little bit of help from the slightly more experienced Lloyd Chalmers, and Alva Lewis was asked to play the guitar parts. And although he'd never played his guitar on a recording session before, Reggie learnt quickly, as the first tune that they recorded was a cover version that the saxophonist Lester Sterling had adapted under the new title of Bangarang. And then they soon followed it up with Slim Smith's cover version of Everybody Needs Love and Derek Morgan's Hold Your Jack. And all three of those tunes went on to become big Jamaican chart hits and helped signal the arrival of the brand new reggae rhythm, with its distinctive shuffling organ and choppy guitar sound. And soon, that first session that Reggie played on also went international, thanks to Max Romeo's next cut over the Hold Your Jack rhythm. But if you're not sure what I'm referring to, then just enjoy this.
Girl, Holy Jack, make me time in Jimmy. Holy, Holy Jack, make me time in Jimmy. Holy.
Early reggae music there from 1968. As first up, you heard Derek Morgan with Hold Your Jack, and then over the same rhythm was Max Romeo with his controversial Wet Dream, which reached the top 10 of the UK pop charts in the spring of the following year. And as mentioned, the backing musicians on that rhythm was Carlton and Aston Barrett on the drums and bass, with Glenn Adams on keys and Alva Reggie Lewis on guitar. And this quartet of young musicians must have been surprised at their immediate success, and so realising they'd hit upon a winning formula, they stuck together and formed the group The Hippie Boys, where over the next 12 months they recorded many more early reggae rhythms and instrumentals for the likes of Bunny Lee, Sonia Pottinger, Lee Perry and Joe Gibbs, for whom Glenn and Reggie also took to the microphone under the name of The Reggae Boys, where they recorded a series of singles like Mama Look There, The Reggae Train, and this one called Me No Borneo.
This is your number one station, your official station. You know, do it!
Aya!
Aya! Aya!
Yeah.
Another classic early reggae tune, as that was the Reggae Boys, aka Glenn Adams and Alva Reggie Lewis, with Me No Bornia, and which was produced by Joe Gibbs and released on 7-inch on his amalgamated label in both Jamaica and the UK in 1969, and has also been compiled on the Trojan release CD titled Joe Gibbs Mood.
Enough reggae music, enough reggae music, enough reggae music.
And it was at the end of 1969 that Reggie and the rest of the Hippie Boys toured the UK under the guise of Lee Perry's Upsetters. And then, upon returning to Jamaica in 1970, Perry took the group to Randy's studio to provide the backing for a series of recording sessions that he had arranged for a trio of young soul rebels called the Wailers. And slowing down the pace from their reggae hits of the previous year, the Hippie Boys gave ample space for the revolutionary lyrics and voices of Messrs. Marley, Tosh and Wailer to shine through on what is regarded by many as some of the best recordings they ever made. And so my personal favourite from that era is Duppy Conqueror.
This is your popular station where your music comes from. And I want to think about them because they're coming on now strong. Strong, strong, ready, steady.
Yes, me friend, me friend, them set me free again. Yes, me friend, me dip on street again. The bars could not hold me, force could not control me.
Peter and Bunny in fine voice there with Duppy Conqueror, which was produced by Lee Perry and released on his Upsetter label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1970, and of course has been compiled countless times since. But while Carlton and Aston Barrett remained as Bob Marley's rhythm section for the rest of the decade, sadly Reggie Lewis fell by the wayside a little, and following the heights of his early reggae career, he was unable to sustain it to such a degree throughout the Roots reggae period, with the occasional notable exception on releases by the likes of Augustus Pablo. But Reggie eventually succumbed to ill health and even periods of homelessness, as the unforgiving Kingston life got the better of him, and his body eventually gave way earlier this year. But his great contribution to the development and evolution of Jamaican music in the late 1960s and the wonderful records he helped to create will never be forgotten. But now it's time to pack our bags and head off on a Version excursion as we visit the number one studio at 13 Brentford Road, where back in 1969 Cornell Campbell turned up with a new vocal group in tow and a couple of self-penned love songs ready to record. Although this wasn't Cornell's first recording session with Sir Coxon Dodd, as their association goes right back to the 1950s, when Cornell was a little schoolboy trying to control his nerves through an intimidating audition, which resulted in a handful of single releases like My Treasure and Rosabelle. He then finished his schooling and returned to the music business in a rocksteady era alongside Jimmy Riley in The Sensations, and they hit big with Born to Love You and Long Time Me No See You Girl. And then, out of the ashes of this group, Cornell went on to form The Eternals, where his seductive falsetto voice took the lead, and he recorded one of the greatest double-sided 7-inch singles ever released, with Queen of the Minstrels on the A side and Stars on the B, and both of which have gone on to become staples in Jamaican music. And so it's the B side that we're going to be focusing on today, as we're also going to be hearing a later cut that Cornell recorded for Bunny Lee, as well as a couple of DJ versions, and even an early 90s reworking. But before all of that, here are the Sound Dimension in Studio One, back in Cornell Campbell and the Eternals, with Stars.
Stars start shining, it brings dark clouds. And why when the clouds and lightning reach the ground, it's like my heart on fire for you. Little girl, you are my desire. The sun stops shining.
man would see the sweet man to sweet man to this compartment. Yeah, I'm the whole lot of confidence. Yeah, yeah, the people in J.A. kinda got no confidence. But I'm gonna shut them up with some kind of eloquence, y'all. When I'm through with you, you won't be gonna sit. Because until you're gonna leave, don't really take until you say, smile a little bit and give the children a little bit. Give the roots man a little bit and give the children a little bit until you. All you can do got is the wealth is on your bone full until you say, yeah. Coming down from a hill and take a look in the ghetto, you can see the scenes are awful, yeah, yeah. A little on the street, you kinda even afraid to walk to your feet. Yeah, and a little in the street, you kinda even afraid to walk to your feet. Yeah, all over the town as I would say, store rows full, and little barn full, them big barn full. Poor can't get in nothing. Jungle children, this is awful, yeah. The roots man a little bit, until you give the children a little bit. Give every man a little bit. A socialism we are dealing. Alright.
Jesus Christ, Almighty God, our job. One name, one hope, one destiny. Miss a tree in one and a one in three. Jah Imam, me guiding star. Miss a Jah Imam, me guiding star. You could not come from near or you come from far. Driving a bus, bicycle or car. White like a flower and you black like tar. Miss a Jah Imam, me guiding star. Be holy, my brethren. Thou shalt not slumber nor sleep. Cause the hungry must be fed and the blind must be led. Things and time is getting dread. Two shall be in the bed and one taken away. Behold my brethren, if you're righteous, you have to pray. Cause Jah Imam me guiding star. He said Jah Imam me guiding star. And Jah Imam me guiding star. He said once there is life, here is hope. Around I my neck we not go through no road. Cause I Jah Imam me guiding star. And I Jah Imam me guiding star. Me surrender me heart and not me garments. So make we stick to Jah Jah commandment. Make we come parasite and pestilent. Cause I Jah Imam me guiding star. You could have push and cat and ride and kick cat. Once you have the love of Jah in your heart, you and your brethren could have never part. And I Jah Imam me guiding star. Mr. Jah Imam me guiding star. Mr. Jah Imam me guiding star. Why do we hear it? Martin Baker.
Oh baby, I would walk a mile of two just for you. I want to explain to you that you're the hit on every corner. Gotta confess to you, girl, just what you're doing to this brother. You got my heart, my head, and my mind all burning with desire. And if ever I was given a chance, every bone in my body would give thanks. Now, baby, what do you expect? Should I stand in the middle of the road? Let something run over me. Hey, so that I can get your full attention. Want to explain to you, you're the hit on every corner. Gotta confess to you, girl, just what you're doing to this brother. You got my heart, my mind, and my soul all burning with desire. And if ever I was given a chance, every bone in my body would give thanks. Don't let me cry to you for a grown man. Crying is a sign of weakness. But I wouldn't lie to you, no, that you'd be just right for my fitness, girl.
What a great horn line, as that was Five of the Best on the Stars Rhythm. And first up, you heard the original by The Eternals, which originally came out on the Supreme label in 1969, and has since been compiled on Cornell Campbell's Magic Spell album. And then following that was Cornell's own re-recording of it for Bunny Lee in 1975, and which was also retitled as The Sun, and came out on a blank label pre in Jamaica, and can now be found on the Trojan anthology called Natty Dread. And then we heard Iroy with Every Mouth Must Be Fed over the same Bunny Lee produced rhythm, and which was released on Pete Weston's Micron label, and is now the title track on the Pressure Sounds compilation of Micron releases. And then we moved into the 1980s, where Josie Wales picked up the theme for Jah Army Guiding Star, which was produced by Junjo Laws, and which featured on the Two Giants Clash album on the Greensleeves label. And then we ended up with a Dean Fraser-led reinterpretation of the rhythm for Philip Fattis Burrell, with Beres Hammond's Full Attention, which initially came out on the Exterminator label in 1992, and went on to be the title track of Beres' album the following year for the VP label.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
Now, this next tune I've got lined up for you deserves a bit of a fanfare, I think. Ah, that's better. As I have for you a track from the brand new and long-awaited debut album from Janine Cunningham, a.k.a. Jah 9. And the young dub poet and singer is part of a new generation of artists from Jamaica who favour the roots and reality sound, like Protégé, Chronix, Raging Fire, Pentatouche, Ibamar and Kabaka Pyramid. And just like all of those, Jah 9 has over the last couple of years been releasing a steady stream of conscious and uplifting roots music from the heart of Jamaica, with singles like the Don Corleone produced Warning and the Rory Stonelove productions of Legitimate, New Name and Jungle. And these last three all feature on her debut album, as does this next one, which is called Avocado.
Juvie name Orlando. He have a plot of land upper west over, so he know me love my belly cause I just summer grow. And my favorite thing he bring for me is avocado. Avocado, me love the avocado. Avocado, me love the avocado. Avocado, me love the avocado. Avocado, me love the. And when the pear not in the season, still him know when me want to steam up with the shell them on the open fire. And everything me need, you know my king deliver. To hype my affection with the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the. Him riding on a bike for bring the good love to me. Nothing too high, just 150. Him used to be a soldier, so him build properly. For treat me like a body with the right remedy. Right remedy, him have 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 the. All the principles him learned from the land, and as a me alone him have me not for sharing passion. No girl around can intervene cause she no know what I want. This perfect specimen of him me humble lion, him a my humble lion. Humble lion, him a my humble lion. Humble lion, him a my humble lion. Humble lion. No man not violate from him depend the scene. Only tenderness him have reserved with the queen. And if you catch a glimpse of him, you know what I mean. Nearly 7 foot of muscle and a size 14. Size 14, him have the size 14. Size 14, him have the size 14. Size 14, him have the size 14. Size 14. unleash the cure. Everything is for pathetic and we're future secure. Future secure. Yes, we're future secure. Future secure. Yes, we're future secure. And when the youth spend time for forward and we watch them a grow. Brilliant and beautiful and black like a yo. You teach them and inspire them with things them for know. Like how you catch a princess with the avocado. Avocado, me love the avocado. Avocado, me love the avocado. Avocado.
That was Jar 9 with Avocado, which is just one of many great tracks that you can find on a brand new debut album, which is called New Name, and which has been ably produced by Rory Gilligan from the Stone Love Sound System. Although the only place I've so far been able to find it for download is on iTunes, but hopefully it will also be available at other places soon. And so if you want to hear some high quality 2013 roots music from Jamaica, then why not?
Check it out.
But now, before I run out of time here today, I've got one more brand new release for you. And already in the first couple of months of this year, the young root singer Chronix has been in full flow, appearing on almost an album's worth of singles, like Here Comes Trouble for Overstand Productions, Selassie Soldiers on Royal Order Music, Dread on the Rebirth Rhythm on Firehouse, and Most Eye on Don Corleone's Scriptures Rhythm. But the one I've picked out for you today comes via the German label Silly Walks, whose latest rhythm is called Honeypot and is a nice laid-back skank, which Chronix matches to perfection with this love song to his island home called Smile Jamaica.
Here comes a musical hitmaker from Jamaica, tall and handy, sweet like candy. Hit me now.
She tell me in the topics. She asks me what's my name. I tell her I am Connie's. And I say, girl, tell me what's your name. And she tell me that her name is Jamaica. And I said, smile, girl, smile. Smile for me, Jamaica. And I said, smile, girl, smile. Ooh, Lord, smile for me, Jamaica. And never you cry. Jamaica, dry your eyes, girl, smile, smile for me, Jamaica, Lord, hey, she have a rich history, a beautiful woman with the sweetest gifts, beautiful sunrise and an evening kiss, of a nice sunset on the evening season, but she tell me, say she tired. Tired of the exploit and the liars. She give them reggae, give them beaches, give them flowers and the ferns. All she got is abuse in return. But I say, don't you worry yourself, mama. Hey, Chronix is here to your help, mama. Ooh, I said, no worry yourself, mommy. One thing me, I beg you do for me. And I say, smile, girl, smile. Smile for me, Jamaica. I try, oh my, that she asks me, and this I want me say, ah, sweet, sweet Chronix, you figgy them, give them, the one drop beat, pan a rhythm, rhythm, ah, you give them bob with a different stepping, ah, you give them bolt, nobody can run left him, boy, but see ya, them must see things, say you're out of ideas, you give them art and sweet literature. You're gonna make the world see the better picture. I said, no worry yourself, mama. Chronix is here to your help, mama. Hey, I said, no worry yourself, mommy. One thing me, I beg you do. And I said, smile, yes, smile.
What a beautiful tune that is, as that was Chronics with Smile Jamaica, which is over the top of the Honeypot rhythm and has just been released on the Silly Walks label, alongside a host of other cuts by the likes of Jar 9, Luton Fire, Esco Levi and Kabaka Pyramid. And they are all available now for download from the usual places. And so, for one last time, why not?
Check it out.
But that is all I got time for today, so let me thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you've enjoyed the tunes. And of course, if you did, then you can hear some more shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me every Friday for the live show from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae, 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 House of Reggae.